Discovery of a brown dwarf with quasi-spherical mass loss, by Derry A. Ruiz Rodriguez et al. We report the serendipitous discovery of an elliptical shell of CO associated with the faint stellar object SSTC2DJ163134.1-24006 as part of the Ophiuchus Disk Survey employing ALMA, ODISEA, a project aiming to study the entire population of protoplanetary disks in the Ophiuchus molecular cloud from 230 GHz continuum emission and ~12 CO, J=2:1, ~13 CO, J=2:1, and C18 CO, J=2:1, lines readable in band 6. Remarkably, we detect a bright ~12 CO elliptical shape emission of approximately 3 × 4 × towards SSTC2DJ163134.1-24006 without a 230 GHz continuum detection. Based on the observed near-IR spectrum taken with the Very Large Telescope, KMOS, the brightness of the source, its three-dimensional motion, and galactic dynamic arguments, we conclude that the source is not a giant star in the distant background, greater than 5 to 10 kpc, and is most likely to be a young brown dwarf in the Ophiuchus cloud, at a distance of just approximately 139%. This is the first report of quasi-spherical mass loss in a young brown dwarf. We suggest that the observed shell could be associated with a thermal pulse produced by the fusion of deuterium, which is not yet well understood, but for a substellar object is expected to occur during a short period of time at an age of a few mir, in agreement with the ages of the objects in the region. Other more exotic scenarios, such as a merger with planetary companions, cannot be ruled out from the current observations. This was Discovery of a Brown Dwarf with Quasi-Spherical Mass Loss, by Derry A. Ruiz Rodriguez et al.